Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Mick McCarthy.
What?
Here we go. I'm typing on my Google Doc saying Morata is right. I didn't think he played in the Prem. Yes.
The point's been declared.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, what Mikel Arteta said after he walked out of a Sky Sports interview. Alexander Mitrovic suffers a health scare in Saudi Arabia. And Mitrovic's injury hit former team Newcastle prepared to play West Ham. But first, Mikel Arteta is refusing to say the Premier League title race is over. The Arsenal boss walked out of his post-match Sky Sports interview when that question was put to him. Arteta had just seen his side draw 1-1 away to Manchester United, with Arsenal 15 points adrift of Liverpool and games running out. On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, football writer Jonathan Wilson drew parallels between Arteta and the actions of a footballing great.
There was a League Cup tie, I don't remember the year, I'm sorry, in the 70s, when Derby were away at Tottenham, and there was a replay, and it went to extra time, and Brian Clough sat on the bench and didn't go and say anything to his players, and Derby go on, you know, Clough was the Derby manager at the time, Derby go on to win the game. And afterwards, everybody goes, look at the genius of Clough, he doesn't bother to overcomplicate things, he's saying to his players, by saying nothing, you're going to win this game, you're already playing well, you know, you know, what you have to do to get this over the line. The 1991 FA Cup final, Nottingham Forest managed by Clough, playing Tottenham again, goes to extra time, and Clough again does not get off the bench, does not talk to his players. This time Tottenham win, and it's all, this is Clough and all his difficulties, and like he hasn't got the clarity of thought to go and address his players. So much is to do with outcome, and so much is to do with just the prestige of the figure involved, that a big man doing it, it looks like him making a point. Somebody who's less successful doing it, it looks like weakness. And this looked like weakness.
There's loads more from Jonathan Wilson elsewhere in the OTB football feed and on Off the Ball Breakfast. And you can catch up by becoming a member now. Arsenal haven't won in their last three league games, and the manager explained why they didn't manage to take all 3 points at Old Trafford.
Today, the efficiency we have in the last 20 minutes, it wasn't good enough. We know that because for big parts of a lot of things that the game demands to come to Old Trafford and what we did, superb. But at the end, you have to capitalize on that when the team is so dominant and much better than the position. And today we didn't. And then you have to overturn a result, which we know how difficult it is to do that here. And you have to expose yourself a little bit more because you have to take more risk as well. And then the game, as I said before, could have gone the other way in the last few minutes.
And having walked away from the same question when it was posed by Sky, Arteta did address whether the title race is over.
I don't want to say that, but today the frustration is that we haven't won our game. We know the urgency, and you're obligated to win every single match you want to have any chance of doing that. I don't think it's the right moment to talk about that anyway.
One bright spot for Arsenal yesterday was the return from injury of Gabriel Martinelli, and Arteta also gave an update on Bukayo Saka's injury.
With Gabi, it was a bit different, the kind of injury that he had, and we talked, I think, last week that he was much closer than B. After international break, let's see where he is. His progress is really good. He's really willing, as we can all imagine, so we are positive that in a few weeks, hopefully he will be ready.
It's embarrassing. It's a disgrace. That's what it is, a disgrace.
Oh, you are a bloody disgrace! For missing the target from there, you want bloody shooting!
He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to the game.
Ah, that's putting it too strong.
That's why, together. Hold on a minute.
A disgrace as a decision. If you are not guilty, you are not punished. So it's also a disgraceful decision.
Jose Mourinho's just had some strong words to say about it, saying it was a disgraceful decision. What's your response to that?
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry, he was trying to come in there.
And we were robbed in Paris. It was disgraceful what went on
That's
in Paris.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Puts his hand to his ears. He's like shutting the critics up. That's embarrassing. He's been a disgrace the last few months at Man United. He thinks he scores then he's going to shut his critics up.
Your point, please.
Yeah. I was harsh on Maguire. And I definitely crossed the line with Harry Maguire. Yeah, and I apologise to him.
Hold on a minute now. You've jumped over the fence, baby.
Did they not know?
Please ask for help. Because it's an absolute disgrace that this goal is allowed. It's an absolute disgrace.
I can't offer anyone any solace at this stage.
To allow it to happen, I think it's a disgrace.
Okay.
After yesterday's game, United boss Ruben Amorim says he wants more players like Bruno Fernandes in his side. Reports in today's Manchester Evening News say the United skipper has stepped up even more as a leader in recent months, and his manager had plenty of praise for his goal scorer.
I think he step up all the time. Sometimes he can show some frustration in some moments that can hurt him more than anybody. And I understand that. It's that frustration. He wants to win. But he's, again, he's also always available, always there to play in different positions. And when we need sometimes a goal, a free kick, an assist, he's always there. So I think he's a very good example. He does some mistakes. That's normal, but he's a very good example for the other players.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe admits it's been a bad week with a number of players ruled out for their Premier League clash with West Ham tonight. Anthony Gordon is suspended after a sending off against Brighton in the FA Cup, while Sven Botman and Lewis Hall have injuries. Howe hopes other members of the squad take their chance to step up.
It's been one of those weeks that challenges you in the job that I'm in. I think you always need a level head. You need clear thinking and you need to put it always into perspective. We still have a very strong squad. We still have a very strong team. It's always someone else's opportunity and we have to look at it that way.
Graham Potter says Lucas Paquetá hasn't let a Football Association betting charge affect his attitude. The Brazilian is alleged to have intentionally received a yellow card from a referee to influence the gambling market. The FA are reportedly pursuing a lifetime ban with a hearing due to take place this month. Paquetá could return from injury in tonight's Premier League clash with Newcastle.
No, he's fine. I mean, obviously he's been disappointed because he's missed a couple of games with his injury, but he's worked really hard to get back on the pitch. He's done that well. He's trained well this week. I've found him absolutely no problem whatsoever since we've been here. He's always given his best in training and in the games. So the other stuff is out of my hands, out of my control. So, but in terms of how he is every day, he's been really, really good.
Former Newcastle and Fulham striker Alexander Mitrovic has missed training with his club Al Hilal in Saudi Arabia because of an irregular heartbeat. Local media have reported the 30-year-old was taken to hospital after he scored in their win last week. The club say he'll be observed by specialists while he's monitored constantly. Florian Wirtz could have already played his final game for Bayer Leverkusen. His club confirmed today the playmaker damaged ligaments in his right ankle during Saturday's 2-0 defeat at home to Werder Bremen. Wirtz will be out for several weeks and a further blow to the Bundesliga defence of Xabi Alonso's side. Saturday's defeat leaves them 8 points adrift of Bayern Munich in the title race. They'll attempt to overturn a 3-0 first leg deficit at home to Bayern tomorrow night in the Champions League. Bayern and Manchester City are both said to be keen on luring Wirtz away from Bayern this summer. And Real Madrid have doubts over three key players ahead of Wednesday night's Champions League second leg away to Atletico Madrid. Jude Bellingham, Vinicius Jr. and Rodrigo all ended the 2-1 win at home to Rayo Vallecano with various niggles. Bellingham has a thigh problem, Vinicius a minor toe injury, and the first leg goal scorer Rodrigo has a metatarsal issue. Carlo Ancelotti believes, however, that all three will be available at the Metropolitano.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
It was a January day at Sampley 2001. All through the bitter cold and gloom, and Maryville was spun.
Headed goalwards by Byrne, there's Grant, and it's there! 2 minutes and 17 seconds, that's all it's taken. And Shamrock Rovers take the lead through Tony Grant. First player in the book, here's Francis with the penalty. Tony Grant, and can he pull it back this time? All the way across to Shamrock, and it's seventh heaven for Shamrock Rovers. They've gone 4-1 in front.
4-1 down. We said, right, let's prepare for next week. Let's go out and win the second half. At least finish on a positive note and get ourselves ready for the cup.
The men of Balbohinians go down 1-4, and the greatest comeback ever. Better over 6-4.
Headed back into the 6-yard, and there's Nesovic with his first ever league goal. Bursting through the centre is Morrison, and he scored. And we've got a game on here. Early ball through the centre. Crowe might get there, and he's done it. What an equaliser, Glenn Crowe. What a game of football coming on to Morrison, but he's kept possession of both. We have five men forward, and what a from Roddy Collins. What a comeback for Bohemians. Just over half a minute to go. Crowe is not offside. And Crowe has put it beyond doubt now. A most incredible performance by Bohemians. And Glenn Crowe with his second of the day. Roddy Collins just can't believe his luck. From 4-1 down to 6-4.
shall do. The hoop ray had fixed, for on that hour it was still four, and the bowlers, they were six.